Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome to the Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of downtown Salina. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your normal host, Thomas Watson, today. We have a good show lined up. Mary Lord Renaud is here to discuss Homecoming Days, which is just around the corner. For the second half of our show today, we'll have County Mayor Dale Reagan here to give his, roughly monthly update on what's going on in Clay County government. We will mention, too, the weather just a little bit, hard not to, with it being as hot and dry as it has been recently. Y'all may have heard me talk about being an amateur weather observer before. It's hard to believe that after all that rain we've had, but now we're in the midst, at least here in downtown Salina, of a very dry spell. I think we're going on 18 days, and we've had less than one-tenth of 1 inch of rain, so we could actually use some rain. Hopefully it won't come in the form of storms and downpours as it has here lately, but we certainly could use some rain. Again, we have Mary Lord Renaud with us. We'll be talking to Mary Lord in just a couple of minutes about upcoming homecoming days, which are right now upon us. They will start a week from today, and we'll go over some of those details with Mary Lord right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone, to Clay County Corner. It's Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas Watson today. Mary Lord Renaud, the director of the Clay County Museum and longtime organizer of Homecoming Days, is with us today. Mary Lord, as always, welcome.
Thank you, Ken. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come tell everybody what's going to be going on next weekend.
Well, we've got a lot going on. Before we get into literally the schedule for it,
Let me tell you a little bit about the museum. The museum came about, and its first talk about was in 1986 when the state had Homecoming 86. One of the governors was doing all that, and somebody says, "Well, you know, we don't have a museum. We need to start. That would be a good project to get started and everything." So it finally got incorporated, I think, in 87, and has been here ever since. And it is a freestanding 501(c) nonprofit corporation in the state of Tennessee. And, of course, we have our IRS or exemptions so that we don't have to pay taxes and everything because
right.
we're a nonprofit and everything. And we're not associated, hooked in with, let me say, with the county governments because we're freestanding, so therefore we have to raise our own money.
Right.
And we are governed by a 7-member board of directors, and we run it, and we meet every month and talk about it and see what's going on next and see what's happening next and everything. And so,
well, two things you mentioned there have brought on the other questions for me.
Yeah.
One, to remember, so 87, this is an anniversary year, actually.
Well,
technically
it would be.
It would be 30 years.
We hadn't even really thought about it, but you're right, it is. We'll be 30 years. And things go by. Hey, as I get older, things sure do fly by. You know, it just jumps right out and bites you, you know, and everything. So
you also mentioned something that happened the year before that, Homecoming 86, which was an incredible statewide celebration.
Right.
Now, I want to ask you to think back a little bit here, and I know you're going to remember it very well, and we could spend a whole hour talking about that sometime.
Right.
You and your sister Corinne and your mom all took a houseboat trip from here to Nashville down the river, didn't you?
Right. That was what Homecoming 86 was talked about was doing something to highlight history, some kind of history, something to highlight your county. So one of the things we thought about, because in early years, the only way transportation you had here was the Cumberland River. And if you needed something from Nashville, you had to go down the Cumberland and walk back or whatever. And so we decided to deliver a copy of the courthouse print that Margaret Burgle did
right.
to the governor's office. So it was really me and Mama are the only two that went the whole way.
Okay.
And we had lots of different people ride with us because we had a schedule. It took us, it's 200 miles by river. And we had a schedule. There's not even gas stations on the river and stuff. So we had to make sure we could stop. So if we didn't have any, somebody would meet us and bring us gas or whatever. And it never failed. When we got to where we were going to tie up that night, it wouldn't be 15 minutes till somebody would show up. Jimmy or Margaret or different ones that would come and they'd ride a day with us or something.
Right.
And the next time they'd take the cars and go on and everything, but you know, not running out of gas on the river with no place to go, it's kind of bad news.
A little different being on the road.
Oh,
sure,
it's a whole lot. And the thing about it is, you just can't tie up on the riverbank like you do at the lake, because if the river goes up and down, and you're pulled in tight to the bank,
you're in trouble.
It'll sink you.
Yeah.
Right. So we had to find places we could float up and down. I researched up and down the river for 2-3 months before we ever did it. It was a fun trip, really fun trip.
I'm sure it was, and I didn't mean to go down that side road, but that's an interesting story. That's a show in itself almost right there.
It was, and we keep an article that was in the paper where I kept a log, and I've still got it and everything. I've got a whole album with all the pictures and everything we saw and what we talked about and what we ate every night and who came visited us and everything, you know.
Well, I remember running a lot of that in the paper way
right,
back when,
you did.
Too.
That's what I was
when I was a much younger man.
Well, And I did that when I was a much younger woman.
There we go. Well, let's get to homecoming days.
Okay.
That's what we're here to talk about. You've got three really full days
right.
in terms of schedule. Starts a week from today,
right.
8 o'clock set up.
Right.
Past that, kind of walk us through some of these things.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Well, like I said, this is it's on the square here in Salina, so it's hard to miss it because you can't go anyplace here unless you come through the square
right.
and everything. So Kevin said, that on Thursday morning, everything's just setting up, the crafts and the booths and cattlemen getting their cooking going, but the main thing on Thursday is at 2 o'clock we have the ringing of the bells, and it's done out at the museum. We have two antique bells that were donated to the museum. One of them came from the Tinsley Bottom Church,
mm-hmm.
and the other one came from the old Methodist Church, Salina County Lodge.
Which
was sitting up on the square.
Just south of us right here.
Southeast corner of the square. And so we've got those, and we ring those. And we try to choose somebody who has been in the community a long time and has some history with it or is notable for some reason. And this year, we're going to have Mr. Paul White. He's a World War II veteran. And we've had a couple of other World War II veterans and everything on,
right.
and so we try to get somebody that is older, that has been around a lot of times, that knows a whole lot about Clay County, just to give them a little notoriety and everything.
And that's a big honor to be the bell ringer.
I think it is too, you know, and everything. Then 7:30 the music starts. We got a new band coming in out of Livingston. The Lick Nickel Band, and one of the bands we had last year couldn't come back, and so the one that was on Thursday night last year, which is the 10 Sleep, is moving up to Friday. So if you stay a year until you get to move up a little bit,
right.
you know, and everything, and then we got this new one in, so I've heard good things about him and everything. Talked to the man, he's just real nice, you know.
I believe he stopped into the chamber offering his services several months ago. Well, I may be wrong. That sounds familiar.
He called me back, and I had him on a waiting list and everything, thank goodness, because the ones that couldn't come. Then on Friday morning, of course, the crafts go on, the show and the quilts go on, and the cattlemen cooking and the food booths. And then we get to 6 o'clock, and then we have the cow patty contest. And that's always a big draw because a lot of people don't understand about our cow patty contest because I think they do them different ways in different places.
Well,
somebody asked me, how far do we have to throw it? And I said, no, that's not the way it works here. So if you've never been and you want to see something unusual and you want to see a lot of people sit around and watch a bunch of cows, come up and be here about 6 o'clock.
Oh, Mary Lloyd, that was discussed at a recent Upper Cumberland Tourism Association meeting,
right.
and a lot of folks just kind of shook their head and didn't really know what was going
right,
on.
Because,
there.
Well, the cattlemen sponsor this, and cattlemen raise their money. We've been associated with them for a long time because they give scholarships, and there goes the siren. And so that's the way they make their money, to give their scholarships and stuff and everything. So we just kind of pardoned them. But they give away $500. And that's a good, you know, a good, that would be good in my pocket. I don't know about you.
And then there's another big event that night.
Right.
Hopefully, the marble
right.
tournament.
Right. We have the big, we call it the Tennessee Big Marble. And it's not, I've watched it for years, and I never figured out how they play it, because they play it with big marbles and little marbles.
It's not roly-hole.
No, it's not roly-hole. They come and they put out these rugs on the flat ground over there, and they've got them fixed. People got watch it because they've never seen anything like it, you
right.
know, before and everything.
Well, Thursday and Friday, we're coming up on a commercial break here. I want us to talk about food a little bit when we come back.
Okay.
But we need to pay some bills and give our sponsors some airtime here, and we'll be back with more Clay County Corner right after this.
All righty.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. As always, each Thursday at 9 a.m., we're broadcasting live and, as Thomas likes to say, in living color here from the historic courthouse. We're here talking today with Mary Lloyd Renault about the upcoming homecoming days. We've kind of gone over the schedule for Thursday and Friday, but Mary Lloyd, before we move on, let's back up just a little bit. We didn't talk a lot about the quilt and photography show. Now, entries start being accepted at 9
a.m., right, here in the courthouse. Miss Dean Walden does that.
168 hours from right now.
Yeah, about. Whatever you say, I'm not.
I believe it's 168 hours
away. I'm older than you. I can't keep up with that.
And then the show itself is at 9 o'clock on Friday.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the quilt and photography show.
Well,
I know it is what it says, but...
They have a lot of, especially in the photography, they have a lot of different areas of whether it's, you know, a portrait or a landscape or what. Once they get them all in, they kind of put them in groups.
Right.
And that's the way they kind of grade them. And it goes with the quilts, too, because some of people will bring their antique quilts in. And some of them will bring new quilts in and different designs and everything. But I know Dean told me when we talked about this year, she says, you know, I just don't know what we're going to do because everybody's quitting quilting. So there's not a
that's
lot of...
That's becoming a lost thing.
Becoming a lost thing. And that's one way I said, well, let's go ahead and have it, see what happens this year, and then we'll go from there.
And Miss Dean Walden is the coordinator for that.
That she
now,
is.
Folks, I don't know if you got a pen and a piece of paper there, but Ms. Dean's number is 615-699-4583. How many entries in the photography, roughly? Dozens, hundreds?
Dozens. And
it's held right here in the
courthouse.
In the
back two offices here at the old courthouse. The other thing we didn't mention was the band for Thursday night. Or for Friday night, is the 10 Sleep Band that played on Thursday night before. And they're out of Burksville, and everybody really liked them.
So they're coming back.
We're really glad to have them back and everything.
Let's talk a little bit about food. When I hear homecoming days, I'll tell off on myself. The first thing I think of is the availability of great food downtown. You can park down here and get nearly anything you want.
Just about. Of course, the cattlemen will be here with their... ribeyes and stuff,
right.
And then we have other Moose, I know the doghouse had been here for years and they sold out, but some friends of theirs bought it and they'll be back with other things, and they've got everything. And so you can get about anything you want. And then there'll be a lot of booths sitting around that are going to be selling baked goods too. And you know, on Thursday night we have the big cakewalk, and we're trying to get it more towards baked goods and stuff and merchandise, because everybody seems to like the cakes and stuff better than they do, you know, the merchandise and
right.
stuff. Of course,
I'm sorry, Mary. In terms of other vendors, how many vendors do you have here outside of food? There's a bunch, isn't there?
Yeah, there's probably 15 or so, 20 maybe at the most. Each year.
Well, let's throw this out while we're talking about it. Are there any spots available?
Yes, there are spots available. All they need to do is call the museum, 243-4220.
Okay.
And ask about them and tell us what it is and come by and pick up an application.
I've had a few calls from out of town folks,
right.
And I always give them your phone
right.
number. So.
Well, you did. The other day I was going someplace and somebody called me and wanted to know if we had it, and I said, yes, just drop by and pick up application. They did, so they're coming. So,
Still spots available.
Still spots available. We try to not turn anybody down unless we just are so full we can't. We try to wiggle everybody in someplace and everything. And the museum's got a new thing. We've had these special T-shirts that have been made up for homecoming days. They'll be on sale. We'll have a
look forward
set
to seeing
up
those.
Over in front of the Town Square Antique, since I can impose upon them, since that's my kinfolks.
Yeah,
you can impose upon them. So we'll be having them, and most of them are just $10 a piece. The double X, 2Xs, I think, are 12, but that's pretty standard.
Reasonable price for a T-shirt.
T-shirt and everything.
Well, let's move on to Saturday. Saturday's a big, big day.
Saturday is a big, big day because the car and antique show. And that's out at the old high school. And Johnny Brown takes care of the cars and everything. And you can get him if you need anything at 931-445-4548. That's his cell number, so he'll surely answer. And I noticed he already has flyers out around town. And then also the Antique Tractor Show, which is Ronnie Wheeler's in charge of that.
Right.
And you can get him at 397-4774 and see what you need to do for that.
And both those nights, those are two things I always try to go out.
Right.
Big crowds at those things.
Big crowds at those things. A lot of different kind of, they say, what kind of car show? All kind of cars, because they group them kind of in different categories, you know, antiques and sporty cars and luxury cars and fast cars and whatever, what kind of there is, they kind of group them and everything.
And the tractors are, and I'm not a tractor person, but I like looking at them.
Those tractors are really nice. Well, you know, the tractors, the ones that do the tractor do another thing at 1 o'clock after their parade. They have the show set up out there at 8 o'clock, and they do all that, I guess, and do all the judging and everything. And then about dinner time, they make them a parade with tractors through town, and they park them over here between the courthouse and the town square, the west side of the square, I should say.
Right.
And everybody has a chance to look at them that haven't been able to get out to the schoolhouse and everything. But then at 1 o'clock, they have this children's pedal pool. Now, I've never been out there and seen that. They say it's a bunch of kids, they have these pedal things, and they pull stuff. I don't know what they do, but
Well, we can come out and find out.
Come out and find out.
What about have a little bit different music event on Saturday. Tell us what's going on from 1 to 4.
Well, it's kind of a karaoke type thing. Anybody that wants to sing between that time just needs to get in touch with Susan Bergwell. Her telephone number is 243-2557
at the office,
and everything. And she's kind of in charge of that. It's from 1 to 4, and everybody just kind of sits over and under the trees here at the courthouse, and they sing off things. Anybody that's got a tape or whatever, just bring it, because there'll be a good PA system. James Reagan sets up his equipment for us and everything.
Right.
So that's a pretty good. We've done that the last couple of years, and it's gone real good. Instead of trying to for us trying to get different groups, because a lot of times you'll go and somebody won't be here. Well, somebody else will say, well, I'll go ahead and sing another song, you know. So, and you get lots of different kinds of stuff.
Then you've got a big afternoon event that actually doesn't take place on the square, but just a short distance away at the river.
Right.
What about that?
The Mighty Duck Race. Now, this is a... Somebody says, well, how do you keep them ducks in order? I said, well, it's real easy. They're little plastic ones. First, somebody asked me that one day, and I said, well, you know, I've got some fellas that raise ducks here, and every year they count me out all these, and we put little things around their neck, put numbers on them. When it's time to take us, we just take them up the river, and we turn them loose, and they flush them towards the bridge. And I said, I'm standing down there with a shotgun. First one I can hit, it shoots and it falls and lands on the bridge. That's the one it wins. And they said, really? Well, everybody's standing around me. Well, they just tooted. But all the ducks have little numbers on them. And this is a $10 donation to the museum for their endowment fund. And we take them up the river and turn them out. And the first one get down to the river bridge wins $1,000. And somebody says, you give us a check? I said, no. I give you 10 $100 bills. They said, oh, that's great and everything. And that's a good event, and a lot of people go out on the bridge and watch them come down. And once we catch it, I pick it up. Somebody drops me a string down. We tie it on or send it up so they know what number's won. But they don't know who it is unless that person's out there.
Right.
So me and ever who's with me in the boat with helping me with the ducks, we have to pick up all those other 200 and something ducks that we don't see.
Well, that's
want to float off down the river. So then as soon as we get back, we check it out, give them the money and everything. And then, you know, everything's just kind of milling around and everybody enjoying everybody and talking, sitting back, talking under the trees. And you know, bring your lawn chair. Come back and sit down. Somebody be around and talk to you. If you don't, just find me. I'll talk to anybody about anything.
Well, we're all very aware of that.
Right. And
I appreciate you, Carl.
And then at 7:30, we have the Crossfire Band, and they're just an establishment. They've been with us for years and years and years doing this, and we just depend on him. But one of the things I'd like to thank while I have the opportunity of our sponsors. We have a lot of the local sponsors, people, individuals, and businesses that help us sponsor this event. And without them, it really wouldn't be near as good, because
right.
We couldn't do as much and we couldn't spread out as much and take care of as many things and everything.
Of course, we're not able to mention all these folks
here.
But it'll be on the back of the
program. It's all on the back of the program and tells you about them. And we have a lot of people. Also, yeah, anybody that wants to donate any baked goods to the cakewalk, just let us know. And just bring it that day, and we'll get it in the cakewalk. And somebody might really like to walk for your cake or cake cupcakes or whatever it is you want to do. But we're trying to get it all. But we take anything. If you've not got baked goods, if you got any thing that would be, you would consider a good item to walk off on the cakewalk, we'd really appreciate it, because it's all a donation, and the museum is set up. We're working to revitalize it so that it tells the history of Clay County, and that's a slow process because we've had to start kind of from scratch, and we got thousands of pictures out there that we try to identify. And every day somebody will come in and they'll maybe see something. Well, we know who that is. Well, who is it? Tell us about them, you know, and get the history and stuff on them.
Right.
Or if you've got any pictures of any of the old buildings or old houses or old churches or old schools, we would really like to borrow them just to scan them in their computer. So when we need them for exhibits, we've got them.
Hold that thought for just a minute, Mary Lloyd. Speaking of sponsors, we've got some that sponsor our radio program here, and we better let those folks get their messages out again. But we'll come back and talk more about Homecoming Days for just a minute right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Back to the Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting today for Thomas Watson. We're talking with Mary Lloyd Renaud, the director of the Clay County Museum and longtime organizer of Homecoming Days. And we're going to get back to that conversation in just a moment, but it's time for us to mention the weekly giveaway for the Dairy Queen ice cream cake. One of my favorite things in the world, which I'm no longer able to eat, but everybody that comes in and gets their certificate at the chamber, I tell them, eat a piece for me. But I love DQ ice cream cakes, a great thing. You can put these folks, and we'll call their names here in just a minute, on the list by calling here at the courthouse, leaving your name, number, obviously the person who's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, and the number to call is 243-5574. Please speak as clearly as you can and slowly. Give us your name and number, the name and number of the person being nominated or put forth, and we'll put their name in the hat for the drawing, which we'll do right before we go off the air here today. Folks who are on our list this week include Wilma Sherrill, Kay Wilt, Roy McLaren, Allison Ray, Darlene Hale, Jamie Allen, and Reba Bowles, and we'll put those seven names in a theoretical hat here shortly and draw a winner out, and you can come by the Chamber of Commerce, pick up your certificate for that, and present it to the DQ and get one of those wonderful ice cream cakes. Just had last week's winner stop in this morning and get their certificate, and I think they're going to be heading out to the DQ sometime in the next couple of days to get their cake. Mary Lloyd, back to Homecoming Days in the museum. When we left, as we wrap things up here, you were mentioning about folks bringing in their old photos and sharing them, and right. They don't have to leave them with
us. No, we don't want them to leave us with us, just as long as we know when you're coming and everything, so we'll just scan them in and hand them right back to you. I think a lot of people are afraid to bring their pictures in and stuff because they don't want to lose them, but you won't lose them at all. I'll just scan them onto our computer, I got us a big 12 by 17 scanner so I can scan the bigger things too,
right.
You know, and everything.
Well, that's
so,
a good size scanner.
Yeah, it is. It really works good. And so.
Well, modern technology is a wonderful thing. It's not been that long ago we couldn't do things like
that.
We just had to take a picture of it or
right,
something.
And we didn't have a computer until about 3 years ago. Here we've been in existence nearly 30 years, and so that really helps a whole lot because just like these programs, we do the programs and get them ready and send them to the printers. And if you come to town and see one of the programs, you will look at, it's got a colored picture on the front of it.
I was going to mention that.
And one of the things, now I had to, there's an ulterior motive. A lot of people don't know when the museum's open. And they drive by there every day, but that doesn't dawn on them. So this tells it. Yeah, that we're open 10 to 3 Wednesday through Saturday. And so that's just kind of a reminder of what we were, couldn't decide what to put on it. The courthouse had been on it for 20 years, I guess, and everything. So that's just, we're coming up in the world. We're getting in the new century, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, I
really appreciate being here today. I really appreciate you asking me because just to help get the word out, it's an asset to Clay County for everybody to come and see because a lot of people are here visiting and are at the lake and everything. And they come down and they say, well, we didn't know about this town, you know. And
it's all about helping put Clay County on the map.
It's all about talking about it. All about talking about it.
Absolutely is. Well, Mary Lloyd, we always appreciate you being here. And let's remind everybody again, Homecoming Day is 2017, and we have discovered that may be a 30th anniversary, so we may be a milestone thing. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And if you need brochures about this, there are various places around town. They're at the museum. We've got some at the chamber. Drop by and get them, but a very, very full schedule. Mary Lloyd, thanks again for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
We'll be back with Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan, find out what's going on in terms of Clay County government right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Always a pleasure to be able to guest host for Thomas Watson. This is Kevin Donaldson, now joined by County Mayor Dale Reagan. Mayor, welcome to you as always. Appreciate you coming in and updating us on things.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here, Kevin.
Mary Lloyd and I were talking about homecoming days. It's hard to believe, but it's here a week from today, literally.
Yeah, it's I've always heard Mom and Daddy always said, you know, when you get older, time goes faster, which in essence it don't, but it does.
I didn't understand that when I was 16 years old.
I didn't either. It didn't seem like time would go fast enough. It seemed like, you know, that it would it just drag out, especially when you was in school. It didn't. Time seems like it just drags along. You look forward to them days that you can get out and everything. But whenever you get older, yeah, it absolutely does, because it don't seem like it's been a year since we were up here having conversations about the homecoming days and getting everything set up. And on that note, I certainly want to thank Murray Lord and all those volunteers that helped put that together, because it's a lot of time and effort goes into pulling this, one of these events off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's hard to appreciate how many folks it actually does take to do things like that.
It is.
One person, five people, 10 people can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a good group of folks, you might say a small army, to make all these kind of things possible.
It does, and I mean, and there's always the unexpected, you know, things that crops up from time to time, and when you get everybody up here, your vendors and stuff, and they're here, you know, to make it possible having these events, but they're also here to try to sell their product. And with the historical courthouse, which we've been very blessed, you know, a couple of years ago, we were able to upgrade the electrical system here.
Right.
And before that, it was a challenge. It was ever since I've been here, and I know Billy and Tracy have been in the maintenance department for the county for several years, and they always, you know, are uneasy about the electrical, because you're always having fuses to blow and stuff like that. And the vendors, they're when they're expecting to have their electric, and that ain't happening, it don't work out too well for everybody. So it puts everybody on pins and needles for a while. But we were very blessed a couple of years ago. We upgraded the electrical system up here, and it put some outlets outside and around the building, and that seemed to work well for everybody. And hopefully it Lord be our helper, it'll work well again this year.
And that upgrade was really necessary, wasn't it?
Oh,
I mean, that was a vital thing.
Absolutely, because, I mean, that was one of the things that we talked about, you know, whenever we moved the county official offices down to the complex, when we were blessed and were able to get that taken care of, and everyone moved out of the courthouse up here. A lot of folks says, well, it's going to just, you know, it'll just sit there and it'll go to nothing. No, that's not, you know, it's not the intention. We want to continue to try to upgrade it and do things to it to keep it in its natural form as much as we possibly can. And one of the first things that they asked me, said, what do you think we need to focus on first? And I said, the electrical. Because that was one of the things that I felt like, you know, that we needed to try to get done. And
being an electrician, that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, I mean, you're more aware of it than some of us. You kind of notice some of that stuff a little bit, I guess, more so than other people. But, you know, my wife tells me, said, you've been an electrician, been in electrical work and everything, and I've got stuff at the house that still don't work. So I guess I don't know if that's saying a whole lot for my electrical skills or not, but yes, it was very important for us to do that. And there's still some things that we want to do up in the courtroom and stuff to get, you know, like the lights and stuff like that. But as far as the main switch panel and all that, we've got all that changed out and everything, so it should be in good shape right now.
And let's brag on Thomas a little bit, since he's not here and can't hear us. And I'll say that jokingly. Of course, Thomas is the curator,
yes.
I guess is the appropriate word, of the Clay County Courthouse. And Thomas has done a fine job of organizing events around the holidays. This is really a busy place, and other times through the year, too.
It is, yeah. And I know around the, you know, different seasons, as far as the holiday season and stuff, they do a good job. I know, and I start naming names and I'll overlook somebody, and but there's so many that helps with Thomas. I know he's got those that helped him, you know, Francis, and a lot of different ones that helps him, you know, come in and helps decorate and put a lot of that stuff together, especially when they do their Christmas play and stuff. It takes a lot of effort, and there's a lot of folks that steps up to the plate and make that possible. And hey, I'm going to tell you what, they put on some good shows here.
Oh, absolutely. always entertaining.
Yeah,
for sure. A lot of deep meaning to most of them, and a lot of laughs too. You can't hardly beat that combination.
Mm-hmm. And it's good. I mean, I really enjoy it. And if you never had the opportunity to come, I think most of it. Well, I don't know. There's probably a lot of folks, you know, that lives in the county that never has really toured the old courthouse to in its entirety. And but around homecoming days, if you have the opportunity, stop in. And I mean, it'll be open. And
it will, right?
And it's still an active courthouse. Matter of fact, one of the clerks came to me about a week ago, I guess it was, that we're probably going to have court up here a couple of days next month on
Wednesday.
Is that
right? Well,
and because they've got criminal courts going on, which will be in the courtroom, the new courtroom. And then General Sessions Court usually takes place on Wednesday.
Right.
And we had to last week have General Sessions Court in the multipurpose room down there at the community center. So we had to use that, which it worked out good because that's the day that senior citizens are closed. They're not there. And one of the other clerks is going to have a court case, and she asked, you know, they do it, come up here, and that's we're going to do it. And so everything is still intact in the courtroom, and it's still an active courthouse.
And there's a lot of history associated with the courthouse, some that I didn't know about. I was in the world, but too young to remember things like this. Walter Cronkite, as I understand it, once broadcast from the steps of the Clay County Courthouse during a famous trial that was held once upon a time, and a lot of other things. Of course, Cordell Hull would be closely associated with the courthouse in different ways, and he would have been both a judge and an attorney here, I guess, through the years, but just a lot of things. And Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe now the courthouse is the second oldest working courthouse in the state of Tennessee.
You're right. I think you're right about that. It is, because a lot of folks says that, well, it's just on the register of historical places and buildings, and it's not active, but that's not true. It is active. I mean, the courtroom is still available to be used by the court system if they need to. And unless something changes, you know, next month it's going to be, and we have used it before since we've moved out. But next month we'll be one of the exceptions to whenever we have to use it. May have to use it a couple of weeks.
Right. Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. That'll be something else to add to the list of things that go on here at the courthouse. And we'll talk some more about that. We may talk a little bit more about volunteerism here for just a minute. And Mayor Reagan will fill us in on another thing that's going on in Clay County government, a vacancy that needs to be filled, right after we give our sponsors another shot to get their message out here. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. senior care unit located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Historic Clay County Courthouse. We're broadcasting live from here today as we do every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. at Clay County Corner. We'll remind everybody, if you're not able to listen at 9 o'clock, you can listen to a replay each week, today as well, at 6 p.m. on WVFB. And the Dale Hall of Horizon also archives several dozen old shows on their website, if you'd like to check that out. We're here in the final few minutes of our show today with Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan. Mayor, thanks again for being with us. In just a second, we'll talk about that vacancy that needs to be filled. But while we were talking about homecoming days and various other things, the thought came to me that there are a lot of opportunities to volunteer for things in Clay County if folks want to do that, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's a... When it comes to even on our active ID boards, ECD boards, and there's positions for that, as well as in the three-star program. I know that there's a lot of different committees that, and I know Kevin, you play part in a lot of those. And anytime that you want to, you know, be a part of making Clay County a greater place to live, work, and play. There's a position for you, and whether it be emergency services or whatever, you know, we have a lot of all of our fire department rescue and all that is totally volunteer, and they're always, you know, looking for more people that wants to be active in that form, you know.
So many different opportunities, and the simple fact is, if we want to maintain or yet better our quality of life in Clay County and some of the services that we have, it takes volunteers to do it, plain and simple.
It does, and we have a lot of boards and committees that, you know, the county commission appoints and stuff, just like your park and rec board. And that's a very important board, and for those that might be interested in wanting to be on that, need to make us aware of that. And we usually always appoint those boards or reappoint those boards, the county commission does, in September every year. That's whenever, you know, that we usually, you know, start what I consider, you know, starting out with a new year of committees and boards and stuff, and that's whenever we reappoint a lot of the committees. And anybody that's interested in sitting on them, as well as any of the other boards that the county commission has, you know, the authority to appoint, get with us, call the office, and we'll be more than happy to give you the information that you need.
And flipping that to the chamber side, we have formed or reformed several committees studying various things, and not just studying, but working towards solutions for issues that face our county and any other county. To give you a couple of examples, we have formed a workforce development committee. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to be a part of that, call the chamber at 243-3338. We have reformed a retirement or retiree committee as well, and we have a couple more about to take hold that folks will be hearing about in the not-too-distant future. But there are a lot of opportunities, and folks, this is a way that you can make a difference. As Dale said, everything from volunteer fire departments, and Clay County is very famous for those.
Oh, yeah, we're very blessed. You know,
got a lot of folks who for many decades now have given their time and talents to those efforts, and that's very important as well. Just wanted to throw that in, Mayor, news in terms of the county. When the commission meets again, and you can tell us when that date is, they will be filling a vacancy on their board.
They will. And we had, the commission will meet on August the 7th and at 6:30. And there'll be one of the first things on the agenda will be as far as resolutions. There will be a filling of a vacancy in the 5th District of Clay County. Billy Maxwell had resigned and moved to Cookeville.
Mm-hmm.
And hate to see him go, but I understand too. You know, things come up or that you know that you do what you is necessary to do. And so the commission has, you know, about 180 days to do that, but it's at their choice, at their choosing. And they chose to get that filled as, you know, as quickly as possible. So they run in the paper and chose to do that for about 30 days, run it out there, you know, and everybody that's...
to get applicants.
To get a feeler out there,
right.
You know, for the people that wants to, that might be interested in doing that. And this will be, you'll be filling this position for about a year, about until the next general election, which will be next August. And so anybody out there in the 5th District that feels like they're interested in doing that, you can contact my office, and or you can be there the night of the 7th. And up until time that they get ready to start the process of doing that, we'll ask if there's anyone in the audience that has got an interest in it, and we'll give you the opportunity to put your name in the hat, as the old saying goes.
Right.
And at the commission, they will do that. And the procedure of that is it's kind of a simple procedure. Is when they get all the names in there, that those that are interested in applying for that position, each commissioner will be asked by the clerk as she goes around to do a voice vote who they prefer to be their candidate, and they'll name that name, and it'll keep going around. And whenever one of the first round, whoever got the less will drop off.
Okay.
And then they'll start it again, doing that until a majority.
So you have to, the winner has to have six.
Has to have a majority of, or the most votes that, you know,
okay.
That are there. So, and most of the time that will be, you know, it'll come down to whoever gets the most votes at the end of it. So.
Right.
And
how many folks have their name in the hat? Now, I won't ask who they are, but...
No, that's okay. And there's a probably right now, I think there's about four, maybe five that has showed an interest. And so we encourage everybody in the 5th District, anybody that's interested in doing that, now's your opportunity to... and it, you know, you may think, well, I don't know where I want to be a county commissioner or not. This will give you a good opportunity to get your feet wet for about a year.
Right.
And then if it's something that you want to continue doing and want to be a part of making decisions for this county and everything, you'll have the opportunity that you don't have that a year under your belt and have the opportunity to run for it.
Great opportunity to serve.
Yeah.
We've got some unfinished business here. It's time for us to draw out a name to win the wonderful Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Birthdays and anniversaries. We'll remind everybody again the number to call and leave your that person's name and number, and your name and number is 243-5574. We have seven names in our symbolic hat this week. Wilma Sherrill, Kay Wilt, Roy McLaren, Allison Ray, Darlene Hale, Jamie Allen, and Reba Bowles. And I think, Mayor, the last time we did this, you had somebody in the running in your family, and you had to beg off pulling out the numbers that week. But we're not burdened with that this time, so get us a number, and we'll see who has won the cake this week. And we'll remind everybody, as we're fishing for that number, that in order to claim this cake, you come by the Chamber of Commerce, get your certificate, present it at the Dairy Queen, and they will fix you right up. And it looks like Kay Wilt is our winner for this week. Congratulations to Kay.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Absolutely. We appreciate you drawing that out, Mayor. We appreciate you being with us again. It's about time for us to wrap our show up this week. We'll remind everybody again, there will be a rebroadcast at 6 p.m. tonight. Archived broadcasts of the show on the Dale Hall of Horizon website, and we ask everybody to be back with us here next Thursday at 9 a.m. for more Clay County Corner. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.